This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Robert, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort... Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Robert, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be reading from tasteofhome.com, and now I'll begin with tasteofhome.com, Spring 2025, Meredith Operations Corporation. Dad's Greek Salad. R.G. Salvatore, Waldwick, New Jersey, writes, "The heart of a Greek salad is in the olives, feta, and fresh veggies. Dress it with olive oil and vinegar, then add more olives and cheese. Takes 20 minutes, makes 8 servings. Shopping list: large tomatoes, English cucumbers, red onion, olive oil, red wine vinegar, salt, pepper, dried oregano, which is optional, pitted Greek olives, feta cheese. Once again, 4 large tomatoes, seeded and coarsely chopped, 2.5 cups thinly sliced English cucumbers, 1 small red onion, halved and thinly sliced, 1/4 cup olive oil, 3 tablespoons red wine vinegar, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/8 teaspoon pepper, 1/4 teaspoon dried oregano, and again, that is optional, 3/4 cup pitted green olives, 3/4 cup crumbled feta cheese. Place tomatoes, cucumbers, and onion in a large bowl. In a small bowl, whisk oil, vinegar, salt, and pepper, and oregano, if desired, until blended. Drizzle over salad, toss to coat, top with olives and cheese. All dressed up, Greek salad dressing is a simple combination of olive oil and red wine vinegar, seasoned with salt and pepper. Now, flavor matters here, so use a good quality extra virgin olive oil. Extra virgin olive oil is cold-pressed and minimally processed, retaining more of the fruit's true flavor. Filippo Berio is one of our test kitchen's favorite brands for salad dressings. Greek grilled chicken pitas. Blair Lonergan from Rochelle, Virginia, writes, "I switched up my mom's recipe to create this tasty pita pocket variation. It's delicious and perfect for warm days with a cucumber sauce that goes great with fresh, crunchy veggies. Prep 20 minutes plus marinating. Grill 10 minutes. Makes 4 servings. Shopping list: boneless, skinless chicken breast, balsamic vinaigrette, Greek yogurt, plain, cucumber, red onion, fresh parsley, lime juice, garlic, salt, and pepper." That's for the cucumber sauce. For the pitas, 8 pita pocket halves, cucumber, grape tomatoes, red onion, feta cheese. Once again, 1 pound boneless, skinless chicken breast halves, 1/2 cup balsamic vinaigrette. For the cucumber sauce, 1 cup plain Greek yogurt, 1/2 cup finely chopped cucumber, 1/4 cup finely chopped red onion, 1 tablespoon minced fresh parsley, 1 tablespoon lime juice, 1 garlic clove minced, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/8 teaspoon pepper. And for the pitas, 8 pita pocket halves, 1/2 cup sliced cucumber, 1/2 cup grape tomatoes, chopped, 1/2 cup sliced red onion, 1/2 cup crumbled feta cheese. Step 1. Marinate chicken in vinaigrette, covered, in refrigerator, for at least 4 hours or even overnight. In a small bowl, combine the sauce ingredients. Refrigerate until serving. Step 2. Drain chicken, discarding marinade. On a lightly oiled grill rack, grill the chicken, covered, over medium heat, or broil 4 inches from heat, 4 to 7 minutes on each side, or until a thermometer reads 165 degrees. Step 3. Cut chicken into strips. Fill each pita half with chicken, cucumber, tomatoes, onion, and cheese. Drizzle with salt. Slow-cooked lemon chicken orzo. This dish is reminiscent of what you get at a Greek restaurant. The only challenge is waiting for it to cook. That's by Laura Wilhelm of Los Angeles, California. The prep time is 20 minutes, the cook is 2 hours, and it makes 4 servings. Shopping list: canola oil, boneless, skinless chicken thighs, chicken stock, Greek seasoning, garlic powder, orzo pasta, pitted Greek olives, sun-dried tomatoes, fresh baby spinach, garlic and herb feta cheese, lemon, fresh dill, and lemon pepper seasoning, and that last one is optional. Once again, 2 tablespoons canola oil, 1 pound boneless, skinless chicken thighs, cut into 1-inch pieces. 1.5 cups chicken stock, 2 teaspoons Greek seasoning, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, 1 cup uncooked orzo pasta, 1/3 cup chopped pitted green Greek olives, 1/4 cup julienned soft sun-dried tomatoes. Those are not packed in oil. 2 cups fresh baby spinach, 1/2 cup crumbled garlic and herb feta cheese, 1 medium lemon, zested and juiced, 1 tablespoon snipped fresh dill, 1 teaspoon lemon pepper seasoning, and that is optional. Step 1. In a large skillet, heat the oil over medium-high heat. Brown chicken in batches. Transfer to a 4-quart slow cooker. Add stock, Greek seasoning, and garlic powder to skillet, scraping up any brown bits from the pan. Add to slow cooker, cover, and cook on high for 1.5 hours. Step 2. Stir orzo, olives, and tomatoes into the slow cooker, making sure orzo is submerged in the liquid. Cover and cook on high until orzo is tender and liquid is absorbed, about 30 minutes. Add fresh spinach, feta cheese, lemon juice and lemon zest, dill, and if desired, lemon pepper to slow cooker. Stir until spinach is wilted. The next 2 recipes are from Food Network magazine. And now I'll begin with Food Network Magazine, copyright 2025, Food Network Magazine Incorporated, the April-May 2025 issue. Euro-style lamb burgers with tzatziki and grilled onions. They write, "You can't beat the char you get from grilling these burgers on a cast iron pan. But you can also put them straight on the grill. They taste great either way." Active prep, 40 minutes. Total prep, 40 minutes. Serves 4. Shopping list for the tzatziki: whole milk Greek yogurt, cucumber, fresh dill, fresh mint, garlic, lemon, kosher salt, freshly ground black pepper. For the lamb burgers, shopping list: 1.5 pounds ground lamb, fresh mint, ground coriander, kosher salt and black pepper, And for the assembly shopping list, red onion, extra virgin olive oil, kosher salt, black pepper, 4 pita breads split, medium vine or heirloom tomato, 1/2 head romaine lettuce. Once again, for the tzatziki, 1 cup whole milk Greek yogurt, 1/4 cup finely chopped cucumber, 1.5 tablespoons finely chopped fresh dill, 1 tablespoon finely chopped fresh mint, 1 garlic clove minced, grated zest of 1/2 lemon, kosher salt, freshly ground black pepper. For the lamb burgers, 1.5 pounds ground lamb, 3 tablespoons finely chopped fresh mint, 2 teaspoons ground coriander, kosher salt, and freshly ground black pepper. For the assembly, 1 large red onion sliced into 1-inch thick rings, extra virgin olive oil for drizzling, kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper, 4 pita breads split, 2 medium vine or heirloom tomatoes diced, and 1/2 head romaine lettuce cored and roughly chopped. Step 1. Prepare and preheat a charcoal grill for direct cooking. Step 2. Make the tzatziki. In a medium bowl, stir together the yogurt, cucumber, dill, mint, garlic, and lemon zest. Season with a pinch of salt and a twist of pepper. Refrigerate until needed. Step 3. Set 2 large cast iron skillets on the grill to preheat. Step 4. Make the lamb burgers. In a bowl, mix the lamb, mint, and coriander using your hands. Form the meat into 4 patties. Season with a pinch of salt and a twist of pepper. Place 2 patties into each skillet using a heavy metal spatula. Press down on each patty until it is about 4 inches wide. Cook until the burgers are golden brown and crisp on the edges, about 4 minutes per side. Step 5. Meanwhile, to assemble, drizzle the onion rings with olive oil and season with a few pinches of salt and a few twists of pepper. Put on the grill and cook, flipping the onions halfway until nicely charred, about 10 minutes total. Step 6. Place the burgers in the pitas, top with tzatziki, grilled onion, tomato, and lettuce, and serve. Grilled chicken souvlaki. Active 25 minutes, total time 40 minutes, plus 4 hours for marinating. Serves 6 to 8. They write, "My parents made souvlaki with pork, beef, lamb, or chicken. It didn't matter which one, we devoured them. This recipe would work with any of those proteins." Shopping list. Boneless, skinless chicken thighs. Extra virgin olive oil, red wine vinegar, garlic, fresh oregano, lemon, kosher salt. Once again, 3 pounds boneless, skinless chicken thighs cut into 1-inch pieces, 6 tablespoons red wine vinegar, 2 garlic cloves minced, 3 tablespoons finely chopped fresh oregano, grated zest and juice of 2 lemons, 1 tablespoon kosher salt. Step 1. Place the chicken in a 1-gallon zip-top bag. Step 2. In a large bowl, whisk together the olive oil, vinegar, garlic, oregano, lemon zest, and lemon juice. Pour the marinade over the chicken and refrigerate for at least 4 hours or up to overnight. Step 3. Prepare and preheat a charcoal grill for indirect cooking with 1 hot side and 1 hold or unheated side. Step 4. Set 8 10-inch skewers on a work surface. If using wood skewers, soak them in a shallow dish of water for at least 30 minutes. Remove the chicken from the bag, allowing most of the marinade to drip off, and discard the marinade. Thread 4 or 5 pieces of meat onto each of the skewers, grouping them near the top so that the tip is covered by the meat, but leaving space to grab the skewer at the bottom. Step 5, season on all sides with salt and put on the hot side of the grill. Cook until lightly charred on all sides, about 6 minutes per side. Move the skewers to the hold side of the grill, cover the grill, and cook until the meat reaches an internal temperature of 165 degrees, about 10 minutes. We return to Spring 2025, tasteofhome.com. Have fun with hummus. The options for topping homemade hummus are nearly endless. Some of our favorites include everything from bagel seasoning, za'atar, or toasted pine nuts and chopped roasted pistachios. You could also garnish with pickled red onions for a tang or chopped roasted red peppers for a smoky flavor. Want to keep things simple? Top with a generous drizzle of your favorite olive oil. Cannellini bean hummus. Marina Castle Kelly of Canyon Country, California writes, "My version of hummus features a delightful nuttiness from tahini, a peanut butter-like paste made from ground sesame seeds. The beans pack a lot of protein, so it's a healthy snack for kids. Takes 5 minutes, makes 10 servings, about 1 1/4 cups. Shopping list: garlic cloves, cannellini beans, tahini, lemon juice, ground cumin, salt, crushed red pepper flakes, fresh parsley, pita breads, assorted fresh vegetables." Once again, 2 garlic cloves peeled, 1 can, 15 ounces, cannellini beans rinsed and drained, 1/4 cup tahini, 3 tablespoons lemon juice, 1 1/2 teaspoons ground cumin, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon crushed red pepper flakes, and 2 tablespoons minced fresh parsley, pita breads cut into wedges, and assorted fresh vegetables. Step 1. Place garlic in a food processor. Cover and process until minced. Add beans, tahini, lemon juice, cumin, salt, and pepper flakes. Cover and process until smooth. Step 2. Transfer to a small bowl. Stir in parsley. Refrigerate until serving. Serve with pita wedges and fresh vegetables. Greek roasted chicken and potatoes. Pella Visnick of Dallas, Texas writes, "You'll find this meal is a nice one to prepare for company or to serve your family for Sunday dinner. All you need with it is a tossed salad. Preparation 10 minutes, bake 2 hours plus standing time, and makes 8 servings. Shopping list: 1 roasting chicken, salt and pepper, dried oregano, baking potatoes, butter, lemon juice, chicken broth." Once again, 1 roasting chicken, that's 6 to 7 pounds. Salt and pepper to taste. 2 to 3 teaspoons dried oregano, divided. 4 baking potatoes, peeled and quartered. 1/4 cup butter, melted. 3 tablespoons lemon juice. 3/4 cups chicken broth. Step 1. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Place chicken breast side up on a rack in a roasting pan. Sprinkle with salt and pepper and half the oregano. Arrange potatoes around chicken. Sprinkle with salt, pepper, and remaining oregano. Pour butter and lemon juice over chicken and potatoes. Add chicken broth to the pan. Step 2. Bake uncovered for 2 to 2 1/2 hours, or until a thermometer inserted in the thigh reads 170 degrees, basting frequently with pan drippings. Step 3. Remove chicken from oven. Tent with foil. Let stand 15 minutes before carving. If desired, skim fat and thicken pan drippings for gravy. Serve with the chicken. Fresh and light. Lean into fruity side of olive oil and create a citrusy cake, perfect for warmer weather. Lemon olive oil cake. Nicole Gakowski of Antioch, California writes, olive oil cakes stay tender and moist longer than butter-based cakes, so they are a great option if you need to make dessert ahead of time. Preparation 15 minutes, bake 30 minutes plus cooling time, and makes 8 servings. Shopping list: large eggs, sugar, extra virgin olive oil, 2% milk, lemon, all-purpose flour, baking powder, salt, confectioner's sugar. Once again, 2 large eggs at room temperature, 2/3 cup sugar, 1/2 cup extra virgin olive oil, 1/3 cup 2% milk, 1 tablespoon grated lemon zest, 3 tablespoons lemon juice, 1 cup all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and confectioner's sugar. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Line a greased 8-inch round baking pan with parchment. In a large bowl, beat eggs on high speed for 3 minutes. Gradually add sugar, beating until thickened. Gradually beat in oil, beat in milk, lemon zest, and lemon juice. Step 2. In another bowl, whisk flour, baking powder, and salt. Fold into the eggs mixture. Transfer batter to prepared pan, spreading evenly. Bake until a toothpick inserted in center comes out clean. That's 30 to 35 minutes. Cool in pan for 15 minutes before removing to a wire rack. Remove parchment, cool completely, dust with confectioner's sugar. We return to Food Network Magazine, April, May, 2025. Name this dish. Dream up a clever name for this pie, and you could win big. Active preparation, 35 minutes. Total time, 5 hours. Serves, 8. Shopping list for the crust: unsalted butter, graham cracker, sugar, salt. For the filling: Haas avocados, cream cheese, sweetened condensed milk, lime juice, lemon juice, salt, whipped cream for topping. Once again, for the crust, 5 tablespoons unsalted butter melted, 1.5 cups graham cracker crumbs, 1 tablespoon sugar, and a pinch of salt. For the filling, 2 medium Haas avocados, 1 8-ounce package cream cheese at room temperature, 1 14-ounce can sweetened condensed milk, 2.5 tablespoons fresh lime juice, 1.5 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, a pinch of salt, and whipped cream for topping. Step 1. Make the crust. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Brush an 8-inch round springform pan with some of the melted butter. Mix the remaining butter with the graham cracker crumbs, sugar, and salt in a bowl. Press the mixture into the bottom and up the sides of the prepared pan. Bake until golden brown, about 15 minutes, and let cool completely on a rack. Step 2. Make the filling. Halve and pit the avocados, then scoop out the flesh and chop. Transfer to a bowl, add the cream cheese, and beat with a mixture on medium speed until smooth. Add the condensed milk, lime and lemon juices, and the salt, and beat until fluffy, scraping the bowl as needed. Pour the filling into the crust, press a piece of plastic wrap directly on the surface, and chill at least 4 hours. Step 3. Remove the springform ring and slice the pie. Top with whipped cream and serve immediately. The top will start to brown as the pie sits. How to enter? Step 1. Go to foodnetwork.com, name this dish from March 27th to May 1st, and enter your best recipe name. Step 2. One winner will receive $500, and 3 runners-up will each receive $50. Name this dish. Well, that's all we have time for today. This has been Robert with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.